This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Liz Smith. She's elder abuse caseworker for Locust Street Resource Center in Carlinville. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you, Rick.
Liz, we have an organization called Triad in Macoupin County, and obviously you're identified with Triad, and we have talked about this subject before, but I thought you could give the listener a little background, or if they don't know about Triad, what is Triad?
Sure. The Macoupin County Triad is a newly reorganized volunteer group. What we do is specialize in the safety, security, and promoting educational awareness of criminal victimization of the elderly in Macoupin County. We had our first organizational meeting in March, and we continue to gain support throughout the communities in Macoupin County. We've changed our meeting date to the second Wednesday of each month. Currently, we are meeting at the Macoupin County Sheriff's Department at 10 a.m.
Since the time you had your organizational meeting, you did a survey. It was called a quality of life survey, and we're going to talk about that now. What did you find out in this survey, and then we'll sort of see what the purpose of it was.
Sure. One of our beginning goals we set for Triad was to complete the survey project. Members of the Triad and volunteers passed out what we called the quality of life survey. This was a five-question survey that asked general demographic questions. They asked categorizing questions on top crime-related concerns, and we asked the interest in prevention and volunteer programs. There is also an option on the survey to give the name, address, and age of the person completing the survey.
What did you find was, shall we say, the most? Was there one consistent thing that you found was very prevalent as far as the return surveys?
The most prevalent thing is that we have a lot of different concerns for the seniors in Macoupin County. Our targeted population was 50 and older. The age range that we saw was 50 to 102 years old. The average person who completed the survey was 78 years old. 50% of women completed the survey, whereas 28% of men completed the survey. The living status was similar, whereas 49% of people said they did not live alone, and 46% said they did. For the top crime-related concerns in the community, the top five were burglary, vandalism, scams, telemarketers, and fear of crime. Most people voted that burglary was the number one concern for citizens. This was 26% of the vote. Vandalism came in second with 21%. With the write-in portion of the survey, we had a handful of people say that drunken driving was another concern. The majority of the people who were interested in prevention and volunteer programs were interested in neighborhood watch or personal safety. Unfortunately, there were many people who said they were unable to volunteer due to a disability.
When you find out that burglary was number one, vandalism number two, what have you done? Have you gone on to now start formulating things you can do to help in these matters?
Yes. The Macoupin County Triad has discussed organizing an event that would target not only burglarizing, vandalism, scams, but all the concerns that were addressed on the survey. The event that we have discussed is called a Senior Police Academy. Many triads across Illinois have done a Senior Police Academy, and the previous Macoupin County Triad had hosted a Senior Police Academy that was a very big success. The academy would consist of a 4 to 8 week event meeting 2 hours a week. We would have demonstrations, presentations, and discussion panels for the mature citizens of Macoupin County. Since we are a volunteer-based program with limited funding, we hope to have the cooperation of other volunteers to work towards the goal of a safer Macoupin County.
Now, this would be like talking about, say, how to prevent burglary. Would this be some of the seminars? Is that what you're...
Yes, we hope to have the support of the local law enforcement, and the Attorney General's office has been very helpful in supporting the Triad, and we would hope to do a presentation or a demonstration on ways to prevent these issues.
You do not have a date set yet? That's what you're going to be working towards?
No, we are working towards a date. We have thrown around hosting this event in the springtime, and we will keep everyone posted on when we will have this event.
As far as people getting involved, what do they do, or what could they expect if they wanted to be a member of Triad?
we are open to new members and volunteers for Triad. And, you know, the concern that we have is that there's near 7,000 seniors in Macoupin County. And with our survey, we may have scratched the surface of some of the concerns, but there are a lot of concerns out there that aren't addressed. And with new members and volunteers, we hope we can reach out to these citizens.
For more information, whom should they contact?
They can contact me at Locust Street Resource Center. The number is 217-854-4706. Or they can attend one of our monthly meetings at the Macoupin County Sheriff's Department, second Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m.
Liz Smith, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again for another edition next weekend. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.